topic 2.19 is to explain the uses of genetic screening, identification of carriers, pre-implantation genetic diagnosis and prenatal testing, amniocentesis and chorionic villus sampling as specified, and discuss the implications of prenatal genetic screening. So, the first thing that you might want to do if there's a family history of cystic fibrosis or some other genetic condition is to work out whether you're a carrier. And adult carriers can be identified from quite a small sample of DNA, usually taken from a cheek cell swab. The epithelial cells from the cheek slough off very easily indeed. They could be put into gel electrophoresis and the DNA could be analysed for whether the allele of interest is present or not. You'll do more about gel electrophoresis and so on when you do A2. Prenatal screening is the chorionic villus sampling and amniocentesis. So these are techniques that occur when a couple are already expecting a child. And pre-implantation genetic diagnosis would take place following IVF treatment, and only those that were not carrying the allele of interest would be implanted. So prenatal screening is the amniocentesis and chorionic villus sampling. Now, in chorionic villus sampling, this happens about 8 to 10 weeks. A sample of the chorion, which is a collection of cells that surround the embryo at 8 to 10 weeks, is extracted. A catheter is inserted vaginally and a sample removed under ultrasound. There's about a 5% chance of inducing an abortion, a miscarriage at this point. So it's not always that popular an option. The tissue sample is quite large and it can give you an almost instant result. The problem that you have with CVS is that the X chromosome can be suppressed at this stage. So if you're looking for anything that's sex-linked, then it's not going to show up at chorionic villus sampling. The other option is amniocentesis, which takes place at 16 weeks. Again, under ultrasound, in this case, a needle is inserted abdominally into the uterus to collect a sample of amniotic fluid. There's a much lower risk of miscarriage at this stage. It's about 1%. However, the amount of tissue collected is much smaller, and it has to be cultured on for 2 to 3 weeks. So you're getting to about 19 weeks into the pregnancy before the outcome is announced with amniocentesis. So it's a safer procedure, but the results take longer to be given out. Okay, so we'll look at some of the issues there and what might happen as a result. Pre-implantation genetic testing is happening. Usually at this point, the woman has had her eggs extracted using IVF treatment. The sperm have been mixed with the egg in a nutrient solution disc. And after a certain number of days, one cell is removed from the blastocyst, and that cell is tested for whether it has the allele of interest. Any embryos that do have the allele concerned will be destroyed, and only the healthy ones will be inserted back into the uterus to develop into a hopefully healthy baby. So this is going to result in the wasting of embryos, simply because the non-healthy ones are going to be destroyed. So people who are against IVF treatment anyway, and particularly those who are against abortion, may have some issues with that, because if they believe that life begins at conception and that human life should be treated with respect at every single stage, they're not going to appreciate the destruction of unhealthy embryos.